Students with emotional disturbances are 4 times more likely to be thrown out of class than the average student. That's according to a new analysis of state data by Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill and David DeRoche. I invited them into our studio to talk about their reporting. David DeRoche and Patrick Scahill, welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
Let's start with having you explain what it means to have an emotional disturbance. What is that?
So an emotional disturbance is sort of a catch-all diagnosis for students who have a variety of conditions. It ranges from anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, but it can also stem from trauma. So there's not really one specific condition that really embodies an emotional disturbance. It's a variety of different things.
And what did you find in your research?
Well, the main thing that we found was students who are labeled as having an emotional disturbance, and again, this is a federal special education classification, those students are expelled or suspended in Connecticut at a rate that's 4 times higher than other students. We also found that during the 2017 and 2018 school year, roughly 1/3 of these students were suspended or expelled, which among other disabled students is more than any other student with any other disability by a wide, wide margin. And the why this matters is these types of suspensions of students with an emotional disturbance disproportionately impact students of color, especially African-American students who are identified as having an emotional disturbance much more frequently than white students.
And how widespread is the problem?
Well, so in Connecticut right now, there are about 6,000 students who are identified as having an emotional disturbance. So that makes up about 1% of the student population. It's about 7% of the special education population. But again, when we look at the rate of suspension, it's much, much higher. So there is a very, very wide, frankly, very striking disparity there.
Now, I know that you interviewed a former student. Tell us about that.
That's right. So Kiana Tucker she's 22 now, and she attended Hartford Public Schools. And she grew up having experienced a traumatic event when she was very young. She was molested at 6 years old. Her father was incarcerated. You know, young children who experience traumatic incidents don't really know how to process that. So generally what happens is they start acting out, they develop behavior problems. In her case, she started becoming a bully. She was recognized as having an emotional disturbance when she was in third grade. And that's supposed to allow her to get special education services, which she got. But her behavior problems just really disintegrated. She spent most of her third grade year suspended, and as she got older, it just got worse.
You're diagnosing me with all these things. I'm only in the third grade. I don't even know what's going on. You know, all I know is that I don't feel the same. I'm being put out of my class early. You know, I'm distant from my peers because, quote unquote, I have an anger problem. It's not that I do have an anger problem, but figure out why I have an anger problem. You get what I'm saying? I'm a kid. I don't know how to talk to you. Nobody never took the time to really guide me the right way when it came to my emotions. So my emotions became hate.
That's so sad and disturbing. But, you know, at the same time, she shows a lot of insight into her situation.
Yeah, you know, she really is an inspiring story because, you know, all the things that she went through, and she really feels like she didn't get a whole lot of support in her school years. But she did meet people along the way who helped guide her. And she's trying to become an inspiration. She really wants to get back into the classroom and work with kids. You know, she's come a long way. She admits that she still has some struggles to deal with, but she's really hopeful for her future and insightful about what has happened to her.
So what are school districts doing about this?
So that's a really complicated situation because teachers have been dealing with a rising number of kids in the classrooms exhibiting significant behavior problems. And so teachers union, the state's big teachers union, the Connecticut Education Association, is supporting legislation that would make it easier for them to remove students who are having behavior problems in class from class. But there's been a lot of pushback about that because a lot of people think that that will disproportionately impact students of color. So there's a real concern here about the special education rights of students who have suffered trauma or who need extra supports. But then there are teachers who say, you know, there are ways we can deal with students who are having some significant emotional problems without going the special education route. But there's really a disagreement in the education community about that point. Should these students be getting special education services, or are there other ways to deal with these kids? And it is a really complicated question that schools are struggling to tackle.
One other aspect I would just add to that as well, Diane, is oftentimes school districts are outplacing students with an emotional disturbance. And so what does that mean? Essentially, it means they're sending them to another school. It could be either within the district or outside of the district. They are spending hundreds of millions of dollars each year to do this. The state of Connecticut, during the last year that we looked at the numbers, statewide, all the districts across the state had spent nearly $500 million on outplacement costs to send special education students to other schools. That's not even including the money spent to transport those students there. So that's just one more component that goes along with this.
Do the outplacements help? I mean, is there any data on whether sending these kids to other schools is beneficial?
You know, that's a really great question. Unfortunately, we don't really know whether these schools are helping kids or not. Last year, the Office of the Auditors of Public Accounts, which is a state agency, released an audit where they looked at some of these private schools, and they found that there really are no outcome measures. So we don't really know whether these schools that cost, you know, $50,000 or more in some cases, whether these schools are actually helping kids or not.
Well, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention. It's something we'll keep following. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
Connecticut Public Radio reporters Patrick Scahill and David DeRoche. Visit WNPR.org to see photos and read more about what this means for students in schools.